It's been over 6 months since Cody Wessel lost his retail job due to the pandemic. He says he's been terrified.
Because we're surviving on the kindness of strangers and kindness from our parents right now to help us with like basic bills.
Wessel lives in St. Louis. He's 36 years old and has type 1 diabetes. He relies on daily insulin doses to stay alive. And paying for it without health insurance is much harder. But it's a bill he simply cannot skip.
Well, if I didn't have insulin, I would die in a couple of days. I mean, my monthly insulin cost is more than my rent and my phone bill and my car insurance combined.
With stalled unemployment benefits and a cashed out stimulus check, he started a GoFundMe campaign to seek donations online. He says it saved his life. And he learned that some in the diabetes community are willing to share more than just money.
Some people said, I have insulin I can send you, and they mailed me insulin to use. And, you know, that has definitely been something that has been a lifesaver.
That insulin probably came from a place similar to this one.
Being that I'm on a high deductible plan, that's my own personal stash.
Craig Miller has type 1 diabetes and lives near Indianapolis. He's showing me a medium-sized white fridge that he keeps in his garage right next to his motorcycle.
So this is the insulin that was donated to me last week. That right there, that's about $6,000 worth of insulin right there. If you know enough people, you know, somebody, you know, may have passed away and has insulin, ideally, I would love to have everybody donate that because, I mean, we can save lives with it, even though doing that is illegal.
The FDA says getting drugs this way is risky because they may be counterfeit or have harmful ingredients. The agency and other health experts say improper storage poses another big risk.
For example, insulin must be regulated at a specific temperature. It has two different expiration dates. The expiration date that we all see on food packages, you know, when the insulin goes bad, but there's another expiration date, and that's when it's become exposed to air. Some people have a reaction to maybe one brand of insulin and don't want the rest to go to waste, but it has been opened, and so considering those things.
This is Michelle Lichman, a nurse practitioner and diabetes researcher at the Utah College of Nursing. Last year, she co-authored a study of people with diabetes, and in one sample, more than half had done some kind of underground exchange.
It's difficult to say how representative it is. However, we know that this is happening. If you look online, within social media posts and even within classified posts, people are asking for help.
Lichman helps patients get assistance from programs that offer financial aid, but it doesn't work for everyone, and that can drive some of them to the underground market.
I've also had people say that they've met people in parking lots to exchange supplies and what they should be considering. And so we go through the safety of all of those things.
Diabetes advocates say appeals for help on social media groups and forums have nearly doubled since the pandemic. But seeking help online is tricky. Social media algorithms are trained to take down posts that have to do with prescription drug exchanges. Still, the underground market persists in places like Miller's garage.
There's 21 vials of Humalog and 3 vials of Lantus.
And do you know, like how fast can this go?
I mean, willing to mail it, I could get rid of it all right now.
Miller says as long as people have trouble paying for a life-saving drug like insulin, some will have to use underground exchanges.
It'd be like a scuba diver looking at the gauge on the thing, and he's got like 3 minutes of breath left, you know, and then somebody comes along with another tank.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.